second and last hour of the month of November on Zim and Beats with Patrick Muhau. That's right, coming up a little later from 19 to 20, hashtag My Sim Song Takeover. We'll be coming through, we'll be getting into that a little later. But what verse are you meditating on? Maybe you'd post it on social media, it's on your bumper sticker, really. You share Jesus boldly. We also want you to share Jesus boldly on this show here. Get in touch on 0956200490. Go on our Facebook page. You'll find a post up and running there. Good to know that David Simuluka says Revelation 20 verse 15. Really, really do appreciate for coming through. Elijah Lemel on Facebook, you've left a comment as well. They're saying Mark 2 from verse 1 all the way up to verse 12. For me, Patrick Muhau, today I'm in the Old Testament, I'm in the book of Exodus 17, verse 6.
This year, the RCV Music Awards will serve as a reminder of the truth that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. The theme for the RCV Music Awards 2025 is
Set Apart, Marked for Purpose.
It's a call to live differently, to carry the message of salvation to a world that desperately needs Jesus.
These words are more than a slogan. They are a declaration, a reminder that we as God's people are called to live differently, to be set apart in how we love and how we speak and how we stand for truth and righteousness.
Every performance, every story, every moment will echo this truth. We are set apart, marked for purpose.
From the stage to the red carpet, we invite artists, designers, producers, creatives, all believers to reflect on what it means to be set apart, marked for purpose.
See you on 6th December 2025 at Ciela Resort for the RSCV Music Awards 2025, celebrating those set apart, marked for purpose.
Choma seat declared vacant. President Hichilema urges dialogue as key to resolving national challenges. And Guinea-Bissau president flees to Senegal after coup. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has nullified the Chawama parliamentary seat previously held by Tosile Lungu, citing her continued absence from parliamentary proceedings. Delivering her ruling today in the National Assembly, Ms. Muti explained that Ms. Lungu's failure to comply with parliamentary requirements amounts to a breach of privilege and contempt of the House, leading to the loss of her seat. She noted that, under parliamentary standing orders, the relevant committee is mandated to support the Speaker in addressing matters of privilege and discipline of members. According to Standing Order 215A, defying a ruling from the presiding officer constitutes gross disorderly conduct, said Ms. Muti. Ms. Muti also revealed that the Office of the Clerk reached out to Ms. Lungu and requested her presence before the committee on November 18, 2025, but she has not appeared before the House to date. Ms. Muti further highlighted that the 14-day directive issued to Ms. Lungu to resume her parliamentary duties expired on Thursday, September 25, 2025. She has therefore notified the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to declare the Chawama seat vacant.
In view of the foregoing, I will put the question for the resolution of the House to invoke Article 72(8) of the Constitution. I now put the question. The question is that my office should invoke Article 72(8) of the Constitution of Zambia Act, Chapter 1 of the Laws of Zambia, by informing the Electoral Commission of Zambia of the occurrence of a vacancy in the Chawama parliamentary seat.
And governance expert Wesley Mienda has welcomed the decision by the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, to nullify the seat of Chawama Constituency Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu. Delivering her ruling in the National Assembly today, Ms. Muti explained the continued absence of Ms. Lungu from parliamentary proceedings has resulted in the loss of her seat. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mienda states the decision has been long overdue as the people of Chawama deserve representation just like any other constituency. The move is commendable as the people of Chawama have lacked representation in the longest period of time, hindering development in the area, said Mr. Mienda. Mr. Mienda said this was expected as the August House would not continue to be patient and wait for someone whose day of return is not known, depriving Chawama constituency from service. Mr. Mienda, however, says the nullification could have been avoided had Ms. Lungu come back to serve the people of Chawama as she waited for a date to be set for her late father's burial. Ms. Lungu has been in South Africa for the past 5 months mourning her late father, former Republican President Edgar Lungu, who died on 5th June 2025.
Lungu's seat actually has been dormant for a long time, and now that it has been nullified, I think that's the best way, because we cannot go on talking about maternity leave, talking about the funerals, when she's supposed to actually represent people here and there's taxpayers' money involved in this case. We have been patient for a long time and we've been trying by all means to defend that seat. That let her best mourn the fact, then at the end of the day, she should come back and be, you know, and remain the what? Representative of the people of Chawama. But it's like things are getting worse and worse, and we keep on waiting. It's good that the seat has been tried now, and we have to go for by election.
President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized that dialogue remains the most effective and civilized approach to addressing challenges facing the nation. The head of state says Zambia, like any society, is made up of one people with diverse views, making engagement essential for unity and progress. Speaking at State House today when the Oasis Forum paid a courtesy call on him, President Hichilema stressed that constructive conversation is the way to resolving differences. Dialogue is the best resolution to all challenges, said President Hichilema. He discouraged confrontational approaches, noting that conflict should not be taken to the streets when opportunities for meaningful engagement exist. I don't believe in street resolution of conflict when there is an open door for dialogue, said President Hichilema. He further underscored that national consensus can only be achieved when stakeholders commit to open, respectful and continuous discussions. Economist Yusuf Dodia has cautioned that the recent drop in Zambia's annual inflation rate may not immediately translate into relief for ordinary Zambians as prices of locally produced goods remain high. Mr. Dodia argued that although the inflation rate for November fell at 10.9%, down from 11.9% in October 2025, the reduction does not automatically reflect the real cost pressures faced by Zambians. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Dodia explained that most Zambians spend on locally manufactured products whose prices have not declined despite the lower national inflation reading. The gains of lower inflation are not necessarily experienced by the average person because the products they buy daily are locally produced and those prices have not come down, said Mr. Dodia. He added that inflation measurement is a complex mechanism and suggested that the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, could improve its reporting by relying more heavily on the Consumer Price Index, CPI, components that reflect actual consumer behavior. It would have been better and more useful for ZAMSTATS to use the Consumer Pricing Index as parameters for calculating inflation so we get a clearer picture on inflation's impact on the economy, said Mr. Dodia.
The gains of lower inflation may not necessarily be experienced by the average person living in a township, because in their lives, the products that they spend on every day is on locally produced food products, which have not come down in price. So it's a complicated mechanism. It would be useful for ZAMSTATS to use the consumer pricing index as the parameters for calculating inflation so that we can get a clearer picture of the impact of inflation on the economy.
In African news, Guinea-Bissau's deposed President Omar Sissoko Embalo has arrived in neighboring Senegal following his release by military forces that toppled his government this week. Senegal's authorities have announced this follows negotiations.